You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly, and you can follow us on Twitter at 937thefan. Driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer, locations in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. All right, Ron, let's take a little trip around the old sports world here. One is Pirates yesterday had a tie game. Let's start with that. They had a tie game in spring training. Shouldn't they just settle it with a home run contest, something like that, if you have a tie game? There's no tying in baseball, is there?
Well, there is. There is. The things have changed a little bit because of the pandemic. I didn't even realize this, why we're seeing games shorter like this. They're not taking as many people on the road to these games, you know, out of caution over COVID. Did you see the one game, the one pitcher, they just ended an inning. He couldn't get anybody out, so they just ended the inning and went on to the next inning, you know, like a mercy rule almost. And I think this is all out of concerns about COVID. But, you know, we have the debut of the Derek Shelton show with us tomorrow at noon, and I think I mentioned in my note to you, unless they lose today, he'll be undefeated when he does that first show with us. That's pretty cool.
That's absolutely right. Yes, JT Brubaker on the mound. And yes, that show debuts tomorrow for this season. Meanwhile, Mitch Keller struggles in the game. He throws only 11 of his 21 pitches for strikes, got behind a bunch. I'm not even going to say first pitch strikes because that reminds me of Clint Hurdle every day in his office reciting people's first pitch strikes. I don't care. But what I do care about here, Ron, is that Mitch Keller last season, he didn't have a full year, but he didn't have a good year either. His strikeout rate was about half what it was previously, and he wound up with more walks than strikeouts last year, like 18 to 16. And, yeah, he might be working on things. It's only spring training, but I'm looking at last year too, and I'm wondering, what do we have here in Mitch Keller? What do you think we have here?
Well, way too soon to worry about his first start, and I think that's what you're saying as well. You know, if this is his last spring training start or the last couple, then I'm more a little worried. He better be really good for them, or they're going to have a real tough year. I think they're really counting on him. Everybody, all the scouts you talk to said he has great stuff. I mean, we've heard that before about Pirate pitchers, right? How many times did we used to hear that about, like, a Glass now and those kind of guys? So he better end up being better than those guys were here, or it's going to be a really, really, really long rebuild. I think they're really counting on him being one of their main guys, Joe. And, you know, everybody says he has the stuff to do it. We'll see if he can put it together.
Yeah, I'm not. I think even if he does have a good year, they're in for a really, really long year.
Oh, no, no, no. I said the long rebuilding process. You know, he could win the Cy Young this year, and I think they're still going to have a tough time.
It's more about last year than yesterday and the fact that he walked more hitters than he struck out in five starts last year. That's concerning when you're walking more people than you're striking out. And then just to pick up where he left off yesterday and be wild again, yes, I think that's cause for a little bit of concern, and I wonder what they have here. He wound up with a decent ERA in those five starts last year, 2.91, but as you mentioned, this is a guy who's supposed to have great stuff. The year before, he had a much worse ERA, but he struck out 65 and walked 16, so I have no idea. Long story short, no idea what they have here in Mitch Keller, and I don't think they do either. That would be the thing here. I don't think they do either, whether he profiles as a number one starter, an ace, whether he profiles as a major leaguer in the end. I don't know. No idea. West Virginia and Bob Huggins, big game today for Huggy Bear. They go against Baylor. Baylor finally lost a game the other day, but West Virginia seems to be in position for a high seed and maybe a run in the tournament here.
Yeah, what a coach he is. I mean, they lost their big guy. He transferred. I can't pronounce his name. You know who I'm talking about? Is it? Come on, Joe.
Yeah,
help
their
me
best
out.
Player. You're no, I don't know the. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Go ahead.
You know who I'm talking about, though.
And yes.
They kind of reinvented themselves. He is one terrific coach. They are now sixth in the country. The latest bracketology I saw, I think they had a number two seed. You know, they play in a real tough league with real tough travel. It'd be nice to think he could win a couple games in the tournament this year. I just think he's a tremendous coach. I know we're going to try to get him on. He always comes on with us before tournament time, and hopefully, if it's okay with you, we'll try to get him on again this year. He's just a great coach and a fascinating guy, too. I think you'll agree with me on that. He's always fun to talk to. So tonight, I think it's a 5 o'clock tip-off against Baylor. They've had this game postponed like 5 times because of COVID. It looks like it's finally going to come off in Morgantown tonight. Going to be a little fun entertainment before the Penguins play tonight, Joe.
What if it's not okay with me, Ron? Do I have veto power here? Of course I'm not going to call off Huggy Bear, for God's sakes. He's as good as any guest we've ever had.
Of course you have veto power over everything, Joe. I don't like to do anything without your approval, that's all.
All right, no Huggy Bear. I veto that one.
All right.
Of course we're going to have him on, Ron. Of course we will. Meanwhile, elsewhere in the world of college basketball, the local club has senior night, which basically means they should rename it Terrell Brown night for tonight, because he's really the only guy. Nike Sabandi is also a senior, but I believe he's coming back, if I'm not mistaken, or has the opportunity. You don't know if anybody's coming back, really, to this program at this moment, but I think he has another year of eligibility. I'm pretty sure. Terrell Brown has had quite the career. He came in with Kevin Stallings' 9-man recruiting class in 2017. As a freshman, they went 0-19 in the ACC, and then he saw the coaching change, and now he's gone through this season, and wow, just had his first double-double the other day, by the way, so good for him against NC State. He's seen a lot in his years, huh?
Yeah, he sure has, and, you know, a lot of it not very good. You know, they went through some dark times under Stallings. You know, I thought that did I read somewhere that Brown maybe had indicated some willingness to come back? Does he have eligibility because of COVID? I don't know. You know, the other guy I would maybe pay attention to tonight is Champagne. He's not a senior, but I can't imagine him coming back if he's going to be drafted as high as the experts are saying he is. So my advice would be to cheer a little extra louder for him today, because he may not be back either next year.
Are they having fans tonight, I wonder?
I saw the note. I believe our man P.J. Comanchik set it out, that Pitt is saying they're going to stay at 500 tonight. You know, I don't know if they felt like it was too late or whatever. So it's still going to be like team lists, selected player guests. So they are not expanding the crowd tonight.
I actually don't know. I've completely lost track if Brown has eligibility left, who has it and who doesn't at this point. I did see Craig Meyer put out something that there's going to be mention of him tonight. So I honestly don't know about that.
I can't keep track of anything in this college season, Joe. Absolutely nothing. It's just impossible for me to follow with all these. I never know who's playing. I just look each day to see the schedule and see Pitt's playing Wake Forest tonight. I wouldn't have known that otherwise.
I see Capel said, you know, with Terrell and that group that came in here as freshmen, went through what they went through was, quote, horrific. It was really very bad in the stories that I heard. I feel for every one of the guys who had to experience that. What about the guys who have to experience this? Their best two of their three best players leaving with 3 games left in the season. And what we still don't know is the story. Speaking of stories, the story that led up to that. Was there infighting among the players here? So, you know, I don't know that I'd be looking back saying that was horrific when everybody's going through this right now over at Pitt. You know what I mean? This ain't much better.
Yeah, what have they lost? You said 8 out of 9, I believe. No, it isn't. And this is year 3. I'm sure it hasn't been a good time for anybody. And obviously COVID kind of ruins stuff for everybody. But this looks like it's just deeper than COVID, the issues they have. And we'll find out if he can turn it around, Capel.
Join Giant Eagle in supporting Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank and other local food banks in the mission to end hunger. You can help by donating today at all Giant Eagle and Get-Go locations. You can also donate during your curbside order by typing Feeding America into the search bar. Details at 93.7thefan.com. Coming up next, TJ Watt. We're talking a lot about JJ Watt. TJ Watt's going to be up for a contract here pretty soon. What kind of money is he going to reel in? I can tell you it's going to be more than his brother on an annual basis. Let's talk about that for a minute next on Cook and Joe.